Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Good morning, Pastor John here for this week's 10 at 10. It's cold. You're probably dealing with some ice to some, you know, capacity, whatever. Those of you who have a garage, you are blessed because you get to park in the garage and don't have to scrape the ice. Those of you who have a garage, but you can't park your car in it because it's so full of stuff and you can't park your car in it, I'd clean it out. I'd clean it out and park your car there. That's like a double frustration to have a garage and not be able to use it in winter weather. I don't know. It's just the thing. So I hope you're safe. I hope you're warm. And if you're getting iced in or whatever, have some pancakes, man. Pancakes are the bomb. Pancakes with butter and syrup on them are the bomb on snow days. So hope you will have some of that and enjoy that. We're going to be in the Word of God this week in James. The book of James, chapter 1, is what we're going to be talking about. I'm kind of continuing a discussion that we've been having the last few weeks about temptation. And today I want to talk to you about holding your ground, holding your ground. And before we get into it, and before I put 10 minutes on the clock here, just want to say, man, it's just a joy and honor to pastor you. I know many people are going through very difficult circumstances, and there's a lot of pain that happens, you know, different people facing sickness, facing COVID sickness, other kinds of sickness, people feeling isolated, but you're not alone. You're not alone. And the Lord is with you. I want to encourage you, if you're going through a struggle or going through a real difficult time, don't believe your emotions. Go to the Word of God. Open the Word of God. Find in the book of Psalms somewhere about, you know, where King David would be talking about, one of a real strong emotion that he's struggling with. And then he starts praising God. And so you just go to the Word of God. Heard a testimony this week of a man that was actually coming to church questioning. He came to church this Sunday questioning whether or not he was even supposed to be at that church anymore. Some things just got into his head, and he was, you know, questioning, is this the church family for me? Maybe I need to do something else. Maybe I need to go somewhere else, you know, whatever. And so he prayed, you know, that morning, Lord, please help me. And earlier in that week, I don't know, it was the night before or whatever, he'd been reading a certain chapter. Like he and I don't recommend to do this all the time. This can happen and be a blessing at times. But we need to, you know, not trust this as our anchor. But he started flipping through sometime that week, maybe it was a Saturday or maybe it was Friday, he was flipping through scriptures and said, God, I need your help. And it landed on a certain chapter. Well, it was Proverbs chapter 12. And that verse that I taught on Sunday really jumped out to him in Proverbs 12. So fast forward to Sunday morning, he's sitting there like, Lord, please give me a sign, help confirm that I'm supposed to be here. And I get up there and say, open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 12. Man, God just got all over him. And God was just reminding him, you know, to trust him and to believe. And so that I want to encourage you to even in difficult times, even when your emotions are struggling, trust the Lord. Don't let doubt and second guessing and questioning come in. Trust the Lord. Remain true and faithful and know that even though it feels like everything may be changing, nothing's really changing. He's still Lord. He's still on the throne. You're still called by his name. You're still a disciple of Christ. And yeah, I'm talking to you. You're still a disciple of Christ. He's still got a plan for you. He's still got a purpose for your life. And you need to deny yourself. And like we've been talking about in the last few weeks of the 10 at 10, go into watch and pray and have that exchange of wills. Father, not my will be done, but yours. So let's just jump in here because I feel like I'm already wanting to teach and stuff. So I put 10 minutes on my clock. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everybody watching. I speak your peace over their household and this household. And Father, I just thank you that you, as we break bread, fresh bread today, I pray that your spirit will just help your voice leap off the page and bring strength and hope to people today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So James chapter 1, we're going to jump into this because we've been reading about watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. That's what Jesus told his disciples, and you can watch some of those earlier videos if you want to see that. But watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. And then we talked about in Corinthians how in every temptation, God makes a way of escape. You can escape the temptation. And then we looked in Peter and how 2 Peter 1 talks about that he provides a way of escape by these great and precious promises, and that we escape the corruption that is in the world by partaking in the divine nature of God that has been promised to us. So it's Christ in us, his righteousness in us, his power in us, his treasure of this earthen or this heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. It's Christ in us that we've been made new. And so with that in mind, let's look at James chapter 1, starting at verse 12. Blessed, man, I'm going to come back to that blessed. I'm going to come back to it. But circle that word blessed. Blessed is the man or the person who endures temptation. Now that word endure means to hold your ground in conflict. So I'm going to read it this way. Blessed is the person who holds their ground under a time of conflict or temptation from the enemy. For when he has been approved, meaning when the battle's over, he will receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised those who love him. Oh, that's an important thing. Those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted that I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But he is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires. That's why the Bible says what Jesus said, watch and pray, meaning a lifestyle of prayer is where on a daily and sometimes five or six times a day, we yield ourselves to him. Not my will be done, your will be done. Praying is not a list that we go before God. God, please do this. And God, please change this. And God, please change this. No, prayer is where we switch. God, not my will be done, but your will be done. And then I begin to pray according to God's will. I don't pray according to my wishes or my desires. I pray according to his will, because his will is better. So there's that switch that has to happen of, Lord, I surrender to you. And I trust you in the middle of this temptation. So if you don't do that, then you're kind of left with your own evil desires, your own, the stinking thinking and the different stuff that rises up inside of you. And that's what will empower you to enter into temptation. Your evil, selfish, sinful, self-centered, self-focused, self at the center instead of Christ at the center, instead of God's will at the center. If you put self at the center, then you're positioning yourself and empowering yourself to enter into the temptation. And when you enter into the temptation, you lose ground. You lose ground. You give the enemy access. You give him an open door into your life. When you sin and you fail in temptation and you sin, it doesn't mean God's mad at you. He loves you. Doesn't mean he's angry with you. He loves you. But the reality is you open the door to the enemy, and the enemy devours your life. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap destruction in your flesh. And then you're going to be like, God, why is this happening to me? Oh my gosh. It's because we keep entering into temptation. Don't blame God for our, let's not blame God for the things that we do, wrong. Let's take responsibility and say, you know what? Not my will be done, but your will be done. I'm going to be blessed and I'm going to endure and I'm going to hold ground. I'm going to hold ground and I'm going to understand how how to turn temptation into something better. To where it's not just I'm holding on to the ground and the life that God has for me and the things that he's promised me. I'm holding on to hope. I'm holding on to grace. I'm holding on to love. I'm holding on to truth. I'm holding on to his promises. But actually, a time of temptation is not just, man, we didn't lose any ground. What God will do is actually have you gain ground. That every time the enemy comes at you to tempt you and entice you, it's not just, oh, whew, I'm glad I didn't lose ground. God will flip the script, man, and he'll help you gain ground. He'll help you increase in times of difficulty. If you watch and pray and say, not my will be done, but yours. That's what the blessing part of that looks like. So let's look down at verse 14 again, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when his desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. See, some of you are, you enter into temptation, you do some sin and you think, oh man, God didn't zap me. God didn't judge me, man. I'm kind of getting away with it. You take his mercy and his love and his long suffering for granted, and you don't realize that the sin in your life right now that you're not immediately being judged for is not full grown. So you think you're having fun. You think this is cool. You think this is whatever. You think, man, I'm enjoying this. This is pleasurable. This, you know, helps me out, whatever, but it's not full grown. When your sin gets full grown, you'll see the real result. I remember back in the day partying and drinking and doing all that stuff thinking, man, this is fun. This is cool, man. The pleasures of sin, man, this is awesome. My parents and my teachers, they don't know what they're talking about. This stuff is, man, this is good. And then you stick with it. You get out of high school, you go through stuff, you get through older age, and all of a sudden what was a party and what was something that was pleasurable, the sin of drugging and drinking and smoking and doing all that kind of stuff and that party lifestyle ends up getting full grown, and now you're in addiction. And now you can't get out of it. Feels like you can't get out of it even when you want to. And now it's ruining everything in your life. So what started as a teenager, what started just off as fun, has now become a prison of addiction because it's full grown and it brings forth death, a death of your purpose, a death of the calling of God on your life until the mercy of God steps in and you partner with the grace of God and you get redeemed and he changes you. Oh my gosh, I love the subject. So he goes on to say this, verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Look at this. For every good and perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights, for whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. What he's saying in the middle of temptation, what you need to remind yourself is, Lord, everything you have for me is good. I don't need to go run off and chase something else. I don't need to go run off and try to get some substitute, Lord. Your love is enough. Everything you give is good. And I don't need to go into the shadows and into the darkness. And I don't go, you know, he's saying a bunch of stuff there, but in essence, he's saying what the Father gives you is enough. So press in and grab hold of what the Father has for you, not what the Father of lies has for you. So verse 13. Of his own will, he brought forth by the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, meaning hearing the promises of God, slow to speak and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Wrath, anger can be a temptation. You don't enter into that. Don't enter into that. Verse 21, therefore, I love this, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, not just hearers only, because if you hear only, you deceive yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, and after he observes himself, he goes away and immediately forgets who or what kind of man he is. If you enter into temptation, you forget what kind of man you are. You forget who he is. You forget who God's called you to be. You forget temptation. If you enter into temptation, if I enter into temptation and sin, it's because I have forgotten what kind of man Christ has made me to be. I've forgotten who I am. It's not just, oh, I broke a rule. It's not just, oh, I'm bad. It's, man, I've forgotten that he is my source and he's my supply and he is enough. He's all that I need and then some. He's more than enough. And he's saying if you do sin and you enter into temptation, all that means is you've forgotten who you are, because maybe you've forgotten who he is or who he is inside of you. But you don't want to forget who you are. Verse 24 says, verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and pursues it or continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So it starts with blessing and ends with blessing. And if you don't want to lose ground, if you don't want to lose ground in by entering into temptation, if you don't want to, you know, have the enemy keep eating your lunch and keep, you know, every time you feel like you're going forward, you get tripped up. There's my timer. Every time you feel like you're getting tripped up, you feel like you're losing ground, stop blaming God. Just stop. Stop blaming God. Stop taking shame. Stop embracing guilt and start repenting. Remove the filthiness. Remove it and say, I'm going to watch and pray and I will not enter into temptation. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to trust God. And with every temptation, there's a way of escape. And the way of escape is actually obedience. The way of escape is remember who he is. Remember who he is inside of you. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. But, you know, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Begin to focus on the love of God. God, thank you for loving me. God, I thank you that I'm yours. You got a calling on my life. And if I enter into temptation, I won't enter my calling. I want to enter into my calling. I want to enter into transformation, not temptation. And so as you read these scriptures all day long and all week long, read over this and just make a commitment in your heart. I'm going to be a doer of this word. I'm going to be a doer. Look, I'm getting gangster. I'm putting two fingers. I'm going to be a doer of the word. I'm going to be a doer of God's word. So, and when I feel like I have no other option but to do sin and to enter temptation, that's when I snap out of it and say, nope, I ain't going out like that. God, I love you. I trust you. Your righteousness is in me. And I thank you that you empower me for righteousness. And I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be blessed. So I'm not only am I not going to lose ground because I'm going to trust you and not enter into temptation, I'm going to obey you and I'm going to honor you and I'm going to worship you and I'm going to obey your word and I'm going to make a decision to trust you and do what you say and do what your will declares. And as I do that, not only will I believe that I won't lose ground, but Father, I believe you're going to help me to gain ground and that the attack of the enemy is actually going to work itself, flip the script, and it's going to work to glorify God by empowering his people to increase and to grow and overflow into more of what God has. So, Father, I thank you for everyone watching today. And, Father, I thank you no matter what temptation that they face, that you have already provided the way of escape by your precious promises, God, by the grace that you've given us to empower us for obedience, that when we make the decision to say, not my will be done, but your will be done, Father, I thank you that the obedience will unlock the blessing. Even in trial, even in struggle, even in a season of weariness and battle, that we don't lose hope, God, that you will increase your people and strengthen your people in every dimension of our life, that we would be blessed in what we do because we do your will. Thank you for everyone and just bless them, God. Strengthen them, help them, give them courage today in Jesus' name. Love you guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.